Now, keep in mind that children's speech is not just an immature version of adult speech. It's very different. It has a character all its own. There's a number of characteristics, though, to early speech. A lot of times, toddlers will overgeneralize or overextend a concept. Okay? For example, all gray-haired men might be called grandpa. All things with four legs and a tail might be called a dog. Okay, this is an overgeneralization. But as children develop a larger vocabulary, they overextend, overgeneralize less and less. They get feedback from the adults around them about the appropriateness of what they say. And that is a major way to move beyond that tendency. So when a child says grandpa, grandpa to a gray-haired man, if we say, no, sweetheart, that man looks like grandpa, but he's not your grandpa. He's someone else's grandpa. Not yours. Or if they point at a four-legged animal with a tail and say, dog, dog, and it's not, it's a cow, you might say, no, that is a cow. A cow has horns and is much bigger than a dog. Okay? So children will overextend concepts. Like I said, calling all gray-haired men grandpa or anything with four legs and tail a dog. They will also simplify. Okay. Instead of saying, no, I don't want to drink milk, they may just say, no, drink milk. In other words, they're saying just enough to get their meaning across. And children will over-regularize rules. Okay. For example, we know that I went to the store yesterday is the proper way of saying it. But children may use I goed rather than I went. They may say, oh, look, there's four mouses instead of four mice. Once children learn grammatical rules for plurals and past tenses, they will apply them. The next step involves learning the exceptions to the rules. Again, like I went instead of I goed, and four mice instead of four mouses. But they will do that by early school age. That's not something to worry about, but it is something to correct in a loving way.